What does this line mean? Muldoon said, pointing to the list. 05 hours, 14 minutes, 57 seconds. Warning. Fence status, NB. Operative, auxiliary power, AV09.
It means a system status warning was sent to the monitors in the control room, Arnold said, concerning the fences.
Did you see that warning?
Arnold shook his head.
No. I must have been talking to you in the field.
Anyway, no, I didn't see it.
What does it mean, warning fence status?
Well, I didn't know it at the time, but we were running on backup power, Arnold said. And backup doesn't generate enough amperage to power the electrified fences, so they were automatically kept off.
Muldoon scowled.
The electrified fences were off?
Yes.
All of them? Since 5 this morning for the last 5 hours?
Yes.
Including the Velociraptor fences?
Arnold sighed.
Yes. Jesus Christ, Muldoon said. 5 hours! Those animals could be out!
And then, from somewhere in the distance, they heard a scream. Muldoon began to talk very fast. He went around the room, handing out the portable radios.
Mr. Arnold is going to the maintenance shed to turn on main power. Dr. Wu, stay in the control room. You're the only other one who can work the computers. And Mr. Hammond, go back to the lodge. Don't argue with me. Go. Now, lock the gates and stay behind them until you hear from me. I'll help Arnold deal with the raptors.
He turned to Gennaro.
Like to live dangerously again?
Not really, Gennaro said. He was very pale.
Fine. Then go with the others to the lodge.
Muldoon turned away.
That's it, everybody. Now move.
Hammond whined.
But what are you going to do to my animals?
That's not really the question, Mr. Hammond, Muldoon said. The question is, what are they going to do to us? He went through the door and hurried down the hall toward his office. Gennaro fell into step alongside him.
Change your mind? Muldoon growled.
You'll need help, Gennaro said.
I might.
Muldoon went into the room marked Animal Supervisor, picked up the gray shoulder launcher, and unlocked a panel in the wall behind his desk. There were 6 cylinders and 6 canisters.
The thing about these damn dinos, Muldoon said, is that they have distributed nervous systems. They don't die fast, even with a direct hit to the brain. And they're built solidly. Thick ribs make a shot to the heart dicey. And they're difficult to cripple in the legs or hindquarters. Slow bleeders, slow to die.
He was opening the cylinders one after another and dropping in the canisters. He tossed a thick webbed belt to Gennaro.
Put that on.
Gennaro tightened the belt, and Muldoon passed him the shells.
About all we can hope to do is blow them apart. Unfortunately, we've only got 6 shells here. There's 8 raptors in that fenced compound. Let's go. Stay close. You have the shells.
Muldoon went out and ran along the hallway, looking down over the balcony to the path leading toward the maintenance shed. Gennaro was puffing alongside him. They got to the ground floor and went out through the glass doors, and Muldoon stopped. Arnold was standing with his back to the maintenance shed. 3 raptors approached him. Arnold had picked up a stick, and he was waving it at them, shouting. The raptors fanned out as they came closer, one staying in the center, the other 2 moving to each side. Coordinated. Smooth. Gennaro shivered. Pack behavior. Muldoon was already crouching, setting the launcher on his shoulder.
Load, he said.
Gennaro slipped the shell in the back of the launcher. There was an electric sizzle. Nothing happened.
Christ, you've got it in backward,
Muldoon said, tilting the barrel so the shell fell into Gennaro's hands. Gennaro loaded again. The raptors were snarling at Arnold.